But let me see, which committee is it?
So it's the special practice.
Why I got it was like
yeah,
it was
professional was like
it's all
yeah, because it's going to be a good thing.
That's right.
Yeah, and then the GPSA, it was going to need a name change because of the town. Is that class?
Yeah.
Or
so, yep. Yep.
Ironically, so like me now, that class is probably
the least enjoyable experience I've had so far. Shit, I know my classes. It was just very like the dude was like just rambling on the stage, like they just watched
special
like,
grants
movements.
I've heard
sounds fun, but like
standard,
I've heard
records lists.
Just fucking insane.
Yeah,
he'll
like,
still
so,
like he's part of like what
you
know,
thinking
about
is having
just, like
email like, that people be
right.
Saying too things,
yes.
And
yeah,
then
that's like gross.
Should be all members or at the minimum.
I also know that like there were no seats.
We were thinking of having one paper
document. I know that.
Hey, that oh, the brand exists. We're open for applications. Feel free to send them or send inquiries to this.
Exactly. So I'll probably set that up as like just a regular like EGA mailbox.
Yeah.
And but yeah, let me. I probably will just have to write the CI.
Should I probably try to jump those up?
Yeah. At least for a name on that,
which is like flex on it. Like,
so yeah, it can be whatever you want.
Come under like guys,
you guys.
Provide my
other
name.
Then it's like
it's only an administrator.
Just yeah, JP Chance. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Dude,
yeah.
They're just like bestow his wisdom upon us.
Yes, whoever that is, it's someone else.
Okay.
Awesome. Are you going to
set up
the
way
yeah.
Set up that we have?
If you don't have it, no.
Basically,
yeah.
say you start.
You're not in the SA.
Like, we don't vote.
Same send and see the access. There's no cap. There is a cap.
Yeah. Like, the idea is that, like, we're supposed to tell them
yeah,
about, like, what's happening here.
Here.
Like, we're the, like, liaisons.
Well, you're
in
Then we should burn. Don't
tell the other guys.
It doesn't, but we'll see if there's interesting.
Yeah, but, like,
we're
in the party. It's like,
yeah.
My idea.
No,
that way.
You get to that point, you just tell me to
have a
chat.
Yeah.
I might pull up for the first one, and then like after that, like so this week I'll go, and then like after
yeah,
that I'm gonna play it by ear depending on the class.
Yeah, that's what
like I feel like
is.
It's not. This is obviously the one.
Well, and I'm officially calling this meeting to order. Could we begin roll call?
Yes.
All right, Wendy Tree.
Here, I wasn't expecting to be called first.
I know. I looked at my sheet. I don't know how I pulled it in this order, but yeah. So we might
yay
be out
for
of...
the W's.
Yeah,
okay. Getting some.
Marcy Benda.
Here.
Stephanie Rizzo. Andrea Hamlin Mott.
Here.
Victoria Bell.
Here.
Eve DeRosa. I know Eve is coming later. David Bateman.
Here.
Ellen Gaynor.
Here.
See Ellen that way. Jonathan Butcher.
Here.
Suzanne Briere.
Here.
Nicholas Brennan.
Present.
Andy Garcia Ortiz. Jason Schberko.
Present.
Irene Gattini.
Present.
Ana Fernanda Cardenas. Zora Duran.
Here.
Ishan Chaduri.
Present.
Khan Nguyen.
Here.
Amira Aftab.
Here.
Jinju Wu.
Sixteen present. Is there anyone that was not called that is present? Yes.
Adam Smith, I'm associate dean of the bank.
Oh. Okay.
All right. Thank you. Let's now move on to our land acknowledgement. Cornell University, where this meeting is located, is on the traditional homelands of the Kayokono. The Cayuga Nation. The Kayakona are members of the Haudenosaunee Confederation, an alliance of six sovereign nations with a historic and contemporary presence on this land. The Confederacy's precedes the establishment of Cornell University, New York State, and the United States of America. We acknowledge the painful history of the Gayokono disposition and honor the ongoing connection the Gayokono people, past and present, to these lands and waters. Now, at this time, I'm going to open the floor to any late additions to the agenda. Yes?
I would like to recommend that we have discussion about the announcement of the code revision.
Okay. The announcement of the code revision.
Lack of university assemblies.
And the lack of university assembly representation. Any other addition? Can I have a second for that addition?
Second.
Thank you. All right.
Excuse me, Mary.
Yes.
Could you repeat that one more time, please?
Yes.
The addition to the agenda is?
We are going to be talking about the announcement of the student codes of conduct procedures review and the lack of UA representation.
Thank you.
No problem. Okay. And seeing that there is no more, we're going to close this portion of the meeting and move to approve the May 26th meeting minutes. Those are on the box for those that are online and in person, as well as links to the agenda sent prior to this meeting. It's in the meeting packet as well. And so I will entertain any motions to amend or.
Motion to adopt by unanimous consent.
Okay, do I have a second?
Second.
Okay, so the meetings are now approved by unanimous consent. And we are now going to move on to the business of the day. First and foremost, we have the welcome. I wanted to take the opportunity to say hello and welcome back to everyone that is here in person and online. For those who do not know me, my name is Irene Katimi. And it is an honor to be serving as your chair. I wanted to kind of take the opportunity to kind of set a vision and desires, hopes for the UA Assembly this upcoming term. I want to also kind of mention, as my role as chair, I'm committed to learning and hearing the perspectives of all members of the University Assembly. We aim to represent a diverse student body, faculty, and staff. And so with that, I think we should aim to be very inclusive in our dialogue, give each other the opportunity to proactively engage in topics, be able to converse on anything and everything, and acknowledge this space as a safe space to dialogue about all things going on so that we can be effective members and an effective governance for the Cornell University. In addition to that, I just want to say that I'm looking forward to working with you all and that I'm equally excited to see the work that is going to be done in our committees. So with that being said, I want to move on to the appointments of UA members to committee chairs. In our agenda, we have the executive committee that's already established. And so we're going to be moving on to the campus codes, campus welfare, and campus committee on infrastructure, technology, and the environment. Eric has kindly prepared descriptions of each committee charges. So I'd like to offer him the floor to speak on them before we open the floor to nominations for the chairs. So.
Oh, great. Well, hi, everybody. For those of you who don't know me, I'm Eric Kelwood. I'm the senior coordinator for the Office of the Assemblies. I work there along with our director, Jessica Withers, who many of you also know and will be here at times. And I'm helping, excuse me, I'm going to be helping out whoever ends up being our University Assembly clerk for the 2025-2026 year. So if you're not familiar with the Office of the Assemblies, we're always here to help. Excuse me, I guess I got to warm up my voice a little bit more. Going to be reading committee charges. But yes, you'll see me at all the UA meetings doing the setup. So if you need to come talk to me about anything that you want to do with the UA, any questions, anything you need help with, come talk to me in person. I'll also be distributing my email and our Office of the Assembly's email so you can get in touch with us directly. So everyone online fortunately knows me, so I'm not going to stick my face right up in the camera and shock everybody. So. All right, so if you turn right after the minutes, so the back of the third page in your packet, you'll see the list of the standing committees, which I believe is where we're going to start. Mm-hmm. And you can see there that each of these committees, we're going to start by picking three of the memberships from the UA, and one of those people is the chair. So there's going to be one chairperson coming from the UA, two other representatives from among the UA membership. And then as you go down the list, because of the way that some assemblies do things, you might see that some positions from some constituencies are already filled, which is good. So we'll just work on slotting in the other members from our respective constituencies as we go. So, but let's start with ourselves as UA members. And start with the Campus Codes Committee. So I think, Irene, what we wanted to do, did we want to go through, I'll read the charge for each committee. So say, I'll start with the Campus Codes Committee. We'll see if anyone is interested in chairing. Then we can discuss, you know, if there are multiple people who want to chair, we can figure out whether we want to present or vote or not. If there's only one person interested in chairing, can't elect them. And then move on to the next committee.
Yes.
Do that and then work backwards and then say, now having heard the charge, seeing who's chairing that committee, let's start to ask for members from the UA to volunteer. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Does that make sense to everyone else? It's awesome.
Okay. And if we get lost at all, just let me know. I see Ana Fernanda is here. Okay. So beginning with the Campus Codes Committee. And further back, a couple pages back in your packet under the Cornell University bylaws are the charges that I'm going to be reading. So it's page 6 of 9 in the bylaws, which is their own section in the back of the agenda. So, Campus Codes Committee. By delegation from the Assembly, the committee will review any proposed motion related to the Student Code of Conduct, and solicitation of applications from interested faculty, students, and staff for service on the university hearing and review boards, as specified in Section 2C of the Cornell Student Code of Conduct Procedures, and issues involving academic freedom and freedom of speech for all members of the Cornell University community, including faculty, students, and staff on the Ithaca campus and those located outside the United States. This committee may propose, review, and amend resolutions as it deems appropriate. The committee must approve resolutions referred for its consideration before they can be advanced to the Assembly for a vote and for debate. I'm just going to look. That is the charge for the CCC. And I'm just going to read off real quick. On the page before, for all standing committee, the standing committee responsibilities. So each standing committee must hold and publicize at least one meeting per semester that is open to the campus community, where it receives and discusses items of business relevant to its charge, submit in a timely fashion minutes of each meeting to the vice chair for operations of the University Assembly, submit before May 1st, an annual report to the vice chair for operations, including a summary of unfinished business of the committee. Make every reasonable attempt to ensure that members of the university community affected by its recommendations are informed of the agenda of its meetings and of its recommendations. request that the chair of the assembly place on the agenda of the assembly those matters which, in its opinion, require discussion by the assembly, and respond to any requests from the assembly for information or reconsideration of recommendations. So, with that said, with Irene's permission, I would say the floor is open for nominees to chair the Campus Codes Committee.
Please nominate Dr. Lopez.
I have a second.
Second.
All right. And so, with that, let's congratulate Jonathan on his nomination.
Okay. Next, for chairs, we have the Campus Welfare Committee. The same responsibilities that I read at the end apply. By delegation from the Assembly, the committee will review any proposed motion related to diversity and inclusion, family support, health services, and any other topic deemed relevant to campus welfare by the executive board. The committee may propose, review, and amend resolutions as appropriate. The committee must approve resolutions referred for its consideration before they can be advanced to the assembly for a vote and for a debate. So, nominations for chair of campus welfare.
Yes.
I'd like to nominate Jason Shapiro.
Can I have a second?
I think
you oppose.
Irene?
Yes?
This isn't a nomination. It's just actually just a comment. For those in the room, if you could please speak up clearly and loudly for those of us online. Like, I can hear Irene great, and I can hear Eric great, but everyone else, I have no idea who's being nominated, who's seconding the nominations, anything. And I know, speaking for me personally, I'm probably going to be remote for about 95% of these meetings because Tuesdays happens to be one of my standing remote days, so it would really be helpful to know who is in the room physically is speaking. It's just a point of clarification, please. Thank you.
Absolutely, no problem at all. Thank you for letting us know. With aims to be inclusive, let's try to speak up those that are in the room. And again, if that happens where you're online and for those that are online cannot hear, please just do as when you're done and let us know. So can we backtrack just slightly and confirm that you know that we now have Jonathan as campus coach chair, those online. And then now we're on to campus welfare, and we just had Nicholas Brennan nominate Jason Shaborko. And we're asking to see if any